ask car questions in the comments anytime. Subscribe to Our Auto Expert on YouTube. Our Auto Expert.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Cordell is the other half of Our Auto Expert, and he joins me, Nick Miles, Automatic Andy, and Nephew Nick, and Silent Brake Fluid Bill on the show. You've had a busy week, haven't you, Mr. Cordell?
It's been a little bit busy, yeah. I mean, bounced all over the country, a couple media intros, and then add television on top of that. It was a little busy. Eight flights, seven of the eight were perfect. The last one to get me home was delayed an hour and a half with mechanical issues. But outside of that, yeah, it was a great week.
So you got off pretty well then. I mean, it's when you have connecting flights and you get stuck in the middle of nowhere that's horrible, right?
That is always the case. But given the vehicles I got to spend quality time with in the news outlets that I was on, you know, it was worth it. It was a good week. You know, you had a chance to look at the Subaru Crosstrek. I can't comment on its drivability, but I can tell you it's a great car.
Yeah.
I'm actually, to be honest, I'm super impressed with it. Truth be told, I'd never... You ready for this? I'd never driven a Subaru until I went to the event.
What?
Really?
I don't burn patchouli oil. I don't wear Birkenstock. Ooh. I don't believe in tie-dye.
Play tennis.
So it's never been my jam. But with that said, I came away with a different appreciation for the brand. And that is, throw everything I just said out the door. It's an adventure-minded, an adventure-created, almost like a cult following in a good way. Like, right. It's an incredible vehicle. And when you add it all up plus the price, you just can't beat a starting $25,000, $26,000 vehicle than the Crosstrek.
Yes, and I think that is one of the things that floors me is the price that Subaru do it for. This is why they're such a hit, because you get so much for so little.
That's it. And I think there's two kinds of Subaru owners. I think there are the ones that are that first group that I mentioned that I think people kind of have in their mind. But then outside of that, the other percentage are people that want an all-wheel drive, affordable adventure vehicle that they can take up to the mountains in Colorado, or they can take up to the Catskills in New York. And I think that's what makes it such a great vehicle for buyers in the market. And you know, some interesting takeaways that I was unaware of. So from a philanthropic standpoint, Subaru, with four different philanthropies, have raised $256 million.
Yeah.
$35 million have gone to the National Parks Foundation, and you're sitting at about $67,000 that have gone to the national parks, and they've cleaned up more than 19 million pounds of trash inside our national parks. So it's more than just a vehicle. It's more than just a corporation.
Yeah,
it's a movement, and it's really cool.
Very environmental, and a lot of the people. When you look at the stats, I think they're number 50% of Subaru owners take their dogs out in the car. They're the number one with hikers and bikers. They're definitely the outdoor adventure folk who love their Subarus. But there's also, as you're right, there's this cult following, which was back, if you're different, if you don't fit into the mainstream, you buy a Subaru. And here's the super interesting thing, that Europe, Subarus are not big in Europe. Nephew Nick will tell you, like, his mom had one when they were young, but you don't find them anywhere, do you?
No, it's really weird. Like, every other car seems to be a Subaru here, but in the UK, I think I can probably count maybe one or two that I can say that I've seen.
Isn't that strange to think a country that has no Subaru? Did we lose Mike?
Oh, no, I'm here. I thought you were asking him if it was weird.
No,
it is kind of strange because it's like a Swiss Army knife. It is so utilitarian. Like, you can use it for anything. And what's funny is I went from the Catskills. I was in Woodstock, New York, which interestingly enough, I learned quite a bit about. So Woodstock, New York is not where the actual Woodstock Music Festival was.
Oh, really?
It was actually an hour and a half south in a town called Bethel, and it's a place called Bethel Farms. So they originally were going to host it in Woodstock, but had to move it. So when they had to move it, they moved it down to Bethel, but kept the name.
Oh.
So when you add all of that into the mix, I mean, it's a really cool history. Now, the town was eclectic. It was beautiful. It was stunning. And I got a chance to drive the new Cross Trek up a ski mountain. What I can't tell you is how it performed.
Right.
I've been sworn to embargo secrecy.
Right.
But with that said, I think everyone's going to be pleasantly surprised. They have a larger motor. It gets the same kind of MPG that the current model has. And so I think consumers are going to be really pleased. I will tell you, and we can talk about it when we come back from break, I spent some time in the Toyota Corolla Cross.
Oh, yeah.
And I would simply offer up to listeners, watch out, Subaru. This thing is fast. It is fun. It is awesome.
I think we're going to get to see it and play with it this week. And I haven't driven it. I couldn't go to the launch event because I had something else going on. So it's good to hear that the Corolla Cross is going to be a win. When Toyota win with something, they really win big. Prius win big. Highlander win big. When they don't win big with something and it doesn't do well, it is a massive fail for them. So there's no in-between for Toyota. It's either a huge
It's a
hit.
Massive win, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, it is. The first car I ever learned to drive in was a Toyota Corolla. It was mustard yellow, and I was so embarrassed to drive it. I will tell you, I was late to get to the airport, and I was ripping down the freeway in Detroit.
Yeah.
About an hour out. I was at 95 miles an hour. Sorry, Michael Kroll. Sorry, Toyota, that I said that on air. It was amazing. Amazing.
And you texted me something, and I haven't ever heard you say this, except maybe about the Ford C-Max, and you said, I think I might buy one.
I might buy one. It could be our family utility vehicle that we use for John's. It could be Tyler's first car. If I do it for Tyler, I'm going to have to dial it up a little bit more. I'm going to have to think a little bit more about, you know, making it more adventure-minded for my boy. But outside of that, I can just tell you it's pretty awesome, man.
It won't be long before your daughter's driving, too, so everyone needs a car.
That's right. Everyone needs a car.
And there you go. I'm really looking forward to driving that. And then you also, you went on to Ford as well, but we probably want to save that a little bit, but you can't even mention that, can you? You can't say anything about the Ford event.
I can't say anything about that, but what I can tell you is that before getting to Detroit, I was in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about four awesome vehicles on the market. I had in honor recognition of the coronation today, I had a Range Rover Sport.
Right.
SE Dynamic, $152,000. I will tell you, it is the best Range Rover they have ever built. I had an Infiniti QX80 with their sensory package, which is like taking the highest end luxury and then making it even better with this incredible, soft, supple interior. And then I decided to go with two vehicles under $30,000 so that consumers, you know, don't freak out with some of those higher. You got to dream a little, right? So I went with two under, and that was a Corolla Cross and a Hyundai Santa Fe, started at about $27,850. So.
Wow.
Four great vehicles for consumers to look at.
Wow. That I'm excited. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. Mike Cadell's with us. This is Our Auto Expert.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.